The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I'm so grateful you would spend a little time with me. My name is Joy Summers. I am a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a radio DJ, and this podcast is all about faith, family, and fun. What you're going to hear is a recap of some conversations that I had on the radio through Way FM and with my producer named Tom. At the very end of the podcast, we're going to talk about how to handle when bugs get in your house, because I have a tad of an infestation. And some of the advice is hilarious, but we're kicking it off trying a brand new summer treat. There's so many trendy foods in America, so we try them so you don't have to. This is Taste Test Tuesday.
Get in my belly! Come on!
Producer Tom decides what we eat, and today smells awesome.
Yeah, well, Arby's is usually known for what? They got the market fresh sandwiches, they got the roast beef.
They've got the meats, that's what they say.
They do, they got the meats. And now, they have their very first burger.
I think it's weird that they say, we have the meats, just not the ones you're used to. I didn't know they've never had a burger before.
It's the first time, and I don't even know if I'm saying it right. We just heard from Steve, is it Wagyu? Wagyu.
Listen, we're not classy enough to know how to say this kind of beef.
I called it Wagyu my whole life.
It's supposed to be very expensive, which is why I can't believe it's on a fast food burger.
Yeah, it's a little messy.
We were concerned because as soon as we saw it, we're just going to tell you straight up, the patty was black, like charred. But now that we've cut into it, it actually looks good, which may be their secret.
Yeah, I think when you order it, you could do a medium or a well. And then if you don't tell them what, I didn't tell them. And then I think they just give it to you well.
Yeah, that's how I like it.
Yeah.
That pink freaks me out.
Well, there you go, Joy.
Okay, we're going to tell you if it's worth visiting Arby's. We're going to take a quick bite. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's so many onions.
You do. You have a ton of onions on that.
I got all the onions.
That is really good.
Yeah.
I mean, for a fast food burger, there's something about the quality of meat.
This sauce, too. What is it? It's like a... I don't want to say Thousand Island, but it's something.
It's close to that. Yeah. I feel like this cow was treated really well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, like you said, it's kind of hard. This is a fast food burger.
It is, but it tastes like a restaurant burger.
Yeah. So
okay, Arby's, I'm giving this a thumbs up. Tell me what your thoughts are.
Yeah, thumbs up for sure.
Totally go try this. Yeah. You think you can trust your coworkers, but you can't. I just found out that I ate some recalled Jif peanut butter here at Way FM yesterday. I just so trust the people here and the woman whose name I will not say, who's in charge of snacks, just in case this is the last time you ever hear from me. I trusted her to check the peanut butter that we had because the recall happened so long ago. So yesterday when I wanted peanut butter with my apple and we have little individual containers of Jif, I just thought, I'm sure this is fine. So I ate it. And then we started to make a connection that everyone else who's had it has gotten horribly sick. And we finally checked it. It's totally recalled. Seriously, pray for me and check your Jif. Text the word Jif, J-I-F, to 91979 to see if the Jif that you have is recalled. You can literally learn anything on YouTube now.
So this morning, my wife Jessica's like, our washing machine, it's not the washer, it's the dryer. It's making noises.
That's not good.
And right away, I'm on Google. I'm like, what's going on? You know, looked up the brand. And then there was videos on YouTube on how to fix it. So it turns out, I think, thanks to YouTube, I think it's the drum. It almost looks like rollerblade wheels.
Is that what keeps it spinning
properly?
That's
what keeps it spinning. And okay. Those things wear down.
Oh.
So the guy in the video is like, yeah, you could fix it yourself. You just got to get the little wheels. But then as he's showing me how to do it, he's taking apart every single thing, disconnecting all the wires and this and that. And I'm like, I am not handy enough to tackle this.
No one's handy enough until they try. I mean, your dryer's broken now. You might break it more, but you might fix it. Think about going into Father's Day weekend as the hero who fixed the dryer.
Yeah, or get me a gift and get some guy to the house and fix it for me.
That's what you want for Father's Day.
No, but I don't want to do it.
Hey, just taking a quick second to interrupt the podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. It's hard to parent by yourself. My husband was out of town a few weeks ago, and of course, that's when my son got sick and also got me sick. I don't know what we would have done without friends and family in the area. I was too sick to go to the grocery store, but we needed things, so someone had groceries dropped off. Another person came and risked their own health to watch my son when I felt better so I could go to work. See, when you have friends and family on your side, there's nothing you can't do. And I think that's why I love United Faith Mortgage, because it's a faith and family team. It's actually run by a father and son, John and Ryan, and they treat you like family. They're going to take great care of you. I know from experience. My husband and I refinanced our home with them last year. And here's what makes them so special is that they have a direct lender advantage. That means that there's no middleman, and it often can save you monthly and lifelong money. So if you want to know more about United Faith Mortgage, visit UnitedFaithMortgage.com and you'll see how you get treated like family too.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The news can be so discouraging, but there are good news stories out there. So let's talk about some joyful news. With Father's Day this Sunday, we're celebrating dads like this one in Georgia. He started a tradition when his daughters were really young of taking them to Chick-fil-A. He called it daddy-daughter date night. He had two girls, and they have kept this tradition for over 20 years. His daughters are now in their 20s, and he said, I started out as a police officer that had to work a lot of nights, and I just missed a lot of time with my family. So we chose Chick-fil-A as the place where we would put our phones down and talk and dream and catch up. And he said, now my girls have children of their own, and he still tries to get together with them to do daddy-daughter date nights. I'm telling you from experience, a girl just needs her dad, and we need more dads like this incredible one. Doesn't matter how many times people tell you that it goes by fast with your kids, I still think it's shocking when you turn around and they're another year older.
Yeah, like my daughter just turned 14. I'm like, what? I remember like yesterday being in the hospital for her, and she's 14. This is
crazy.
She's
her own woman, yep. Which I'm sure is hard. I'm scared of teenagers at that age. Tell me what that's like.
Scary, Joy. You nailed it. Yeah, and right now I was getting pictures because she lives in Florida with her mom, and she'll be here this weekend, which I'm pumped about.
Yes.
But they had a little get together for her, and she had all these friends, and then one of the friends was a guy. So there's all these girls.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What?
All these girls, and then one guy, and I'm like, what? That's what I said. Immediately I text. I'm like, who is this? And her mom's like, he's a nice guy. His name is EJ, and he's a great singer. Like, she's
You're
trying
like,
to
pat. I'm going to kill him.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't care about all that. Apparently, this guy is dating one of Brooke's other friends that was there.
Apparently.
And I'm like,
still
14.
That is
all
a little scary.
All these kids are 14.
Tell me when would be a good age for her to date. This is something you have to think about.
35.
No! Come on! And this is the time of year that bugs try to get in your home.
Oh, it's the worst.
I hate seeing them. I hate knowing they're there when I can't see them. And last night, I don't know what happened, but our home became infested with flies.
What? Flies?
Yes. I don't know if you've ever had anything like that. I don't know if they were hatching or what. I don't know where they're
coming.
It was so horrifying. It was so bad at dinner that we were like swarming around us. And so we picked up all of our food, and I told my son we were having a picnic in mommy's room. We ate on a blanket with the door closed in our bedroom.
Well, that's the worst thing with flies is they always want your food.
Yes. I'm afraid right now they're probably landing on things at home. I just need some help. If you know how to get rid of bugs, especially flies, please let me know. Because if not, I think I'm going to have to move.
So we're learning you're dirty.
No.
Joy needs some serious help.
Well, we have one of those little bug lights that you plug in the house all the time.
Wait, does it zap them?
Like, does
that? Yeah.
That's really traumatizing. Inside?
Believe it or not, that's it.
So you're going to bed and you're hearing bugs live and...
And I am very happy when it does that. I love that.
Bugs can be such a problem this year. I don't know if they're in your home or in your yard, but it's so tough to get rid of them.
Oh man, I had honeybees. Honeybees, Joy. So you're talking about flies in your house? Try living with honeybees outside.
I think they're also illegal to mess with, right?
Well, yeah. So I first noticed them. I was mowing my lawn, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of bees in the tree. And I saw the hole. They had this big hole in my tree.
I would almost want to get the honey.
Well, in the beginning, they weren't a problem. It was by like the third time I started mowing around them, I started getting stung.
They hated you.
Yeah. So I had to get someone out to look at this, and they're like, they've been Africanized. And
wait,
I'm like,
what?
Yeah, apparently one bad bee turned the whole honeybee against me.
This literally sounds like a lesson for children. One bad bee ruined the whole thing. What do you do then? Bees have turned evil.
I mean, at this point, I'm getting stung left and right, and they leave little pheromones in you to let the other bees know that you're a bad person. So I'm just
this hardly sounds real. I feel so bad for you.
I promise you it's real. It was bad. I even had to go to the doctor after a while. But either way, had to get someone to remove, and it was like a 3-month process.
So if you start getting stung by honeybees, just know they've turned. They're generally nice.
Yes.
But if they come for you, you're done.
One bad bee. That's
all
it took.
You survived.
I'm here.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.